This is Dr. Ali dictating a progress note. Patient named Dodd, D-O-D-D, Labri, L-A-B-R-I, Jeanette, J-E-A-N-N-E-T-T-E. Date of birth for this patient is 1/17/1983. Place, Future Care, Charles Village. Date of service 7/24/2023. Is a follow up progress note. Subject patient seen today for follow up. She has been doing well, no headache, no dizziness, no cough, no congestion, no fever, no chills. Can we check blood pressure for 35? Blood pressure for 35, bed one. It's very low, they have it. Patient has no headache, no dizziness, no cough, no congestion, no nausea, no vomiting. Patient has been admitted here to the subacute rehab because of groin injection bilateral with the retained injection needle fragment. She also has a left SFA pseudoaneurysm with the surrounding hematoma. Patient underwent infected pseudoaneurysm repair, ligation of the femoral artery, reconstruction of SFA profunda bifurcation. Patient tolerated the procedure because of infection. She was recommended IV cefazolin and sent to the rehab. Today, when I see her today for follow-up, she has also was seen outpatient infectious disease clinic. She has some part of the wound has dehiscence in the left groin, and at this point, they recommended continuous same antibiotics. Through a system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no vomiting, diarrhea, musculoskeletal, left groin area, some irritation, the surgical site, dressing, multiple staples are in place, and the dressing of the dehiscence area, there's some dark skin under that, drainage tube is in place, and a drainage, serous. Neuro, no syncope, endocrine, no pulse, no pulse, deep sleep. Physical exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented to M3, temperature 97.8 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse 78, body weight 146.2 pound, pulse ox 98%. Blood pressure reported earlier was 84/56, that is 9 o'clock. I have discussed with nursing staff to repeat blood pressure stat. And we'll document again. If BP is still low, then we'll do further recommendation. And present patient is clinically asymptomatic. Had didmic, namokhalic, isonectaric, neck supple, no JVD, chest, non-tender, lungs, clear, no wheezing, heart SMS2, regular abdomen soft, non-tender, balsam positive, left groin area, multiple sutures in place, part of the wound has dehiscence, with the dressing and drainage tube in place. Extremity, left lower extremity, dressing is in place at the wound. Neuro is awake, alert, oriented, time 3. Lab revealed WBC 4.7, hemoglobin 8.2, hematocrit 28.7. Sodium 138, potassium 5.0, chloride 105, CO 28, glucose level 77, BUN 19, creatinine 0.62. Assessment, patient has been admitted with an infected bilateral groin wound with a fracture, retained needles, status post repair of infected pseudoaneurysm. For less left SFA. Status post fasciotomy, left lower extremity with sartorius flap and a CFA interposition graft with SVG. Anemia, dehiscence of the part of the small wound in the left groin. History of IV drug abuse, chronic smoking. Plan of care. I have seen the patient with the nurse manager with me in the room. Care plan discuss the patient, share a scheduled appointment, surgery with the vascular tomorrow. Patient has been evaluated by infectious disease at University of Maryland. They recommended continuous cefazolin. Will monitor CBC and electrolytes. I will repeat the blood pressure again right now. If it's still low, then I'll give IV fluid. Discuss the nursing staff. Thank you.